prizes. More information is available at 351-9139.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. A national energy policy expert says turning the country's energy consumption greener will take more than two decades. Paul Portney is the dean of the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. Speaking on yesterday's Focus 580 program, he said alternative energy sources such as wind, solar, and geothermal provide only about 3% of the nation's energy output. Portney says it'll take a long time to make those energies more competitive in the market.
We could have 100% renewable electricity generation in the United States in 5 years, but electricity would cost 25 or 30 cents a kilowatt hour rather than 6 or 7 or 8 or something like that. So it's not a question of whether we can dramatically ramp it up. It's whether we can dramatically ramp it up at a price that people are willing to pay.
Portney took part in a panel discussion at the U of I campus yesterday. He says as long as alternative energy is too expensive, nuclear power will be part of the nation's energy mix. He says people have to conserve power in order to tackle the climate and energy problem right now. Portney says higher gasoline prices encouraged people to buy more fuel-efficient cars and that a higher gas tax could trigger similar effects in the future. A poll conducted for the Chicago Tribune finds just 10% of likely Illinois voters want Governor Raul Blagojevich reelected in 2010. 75% of likely voters surveyed in the poll posted on the Tribune's website yesterday might say that they don't want the Democrat back for a third term. Just 13% approve of the governor's job performance, while 71% disapprove. The paper says the numbers are the lowest ratings ever recorded for an elected politician in nearly three decades of Tribune polls. The telephone poll was conducted October 16th through 18th. The error margin was 4.4 percentage points. Another new poll shows that Barack Obama leads John McCain by double digits in Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, and the other five states that make up the Big Ten Conference. Obama opened a lead in the Big Ten battleground poll compared to September, when it showed him in a dead heat with McCain. The poll released today comes just 12 days before the election. It has an error margin of just over 4 percentage points, and the poll shows Obama up by 10 points in Indiana, 11 points in Pennsylvania, and 12 points in Ohio. He's up 13 points in Wisconsin and Iowa, 19 in Minnesota, and 22 in Michigan. And in his home state of Illinois, the poll shows Obama up by 29 points. 18th District Congressman Ray LaHood is calling for the Democratic candidate in the race to replace him to pull her most recent TV ad. Tanya Coons reports.
LaHood is calling on Colleen Callahan to pull her TV ad criticizing Republican Aaron Schock. The retiring Republican Peoria congressman says it's wrong for the ad to imply a clerical error 8 years ago makes Schock dishonest.
The idea of trying to compare Bob Michael and Ray LaHood's successor and using the word integrity and then, you know, throwing out this idea that, you know, perhaps Aaron isn't honest is, it gives politics a bad name. It really does.
However, the clerical error came to light when Schock's father testified in federal court his son notarized documents with inaccurate dates. Such an act by a notary public could be charged as a misdemeanor. The Peoria County State's Attorney, however, has said the statute of limitations expired long ago on this instance. Callahan says her information nevertheless is factual, and she's not pulling the ad.
When your own father testifies under oath that you committed that act, I don't know how any more factual you can get.
Callahan says since the information came to light, her campaign has received $75,000 in contributions. I'm Tanya Kuntz.
A Danville city official says new automated garbage trucks in the city could take some getting used to, but all involved are already reaping benefits. The trucks use mechanical arms to empty the new receptacles, requiring one employee to operate each one. Public Works Operations Manager Bob Scott says they free up staff for other work, cut down on worker injuries, and residents like the quieter trucks that operate in idle speed during pickups. The only change for residents who started using the city's new containers in August of last year, the new trucks require all trash to be in the receptacle or residents could face the risk of a fine. Scott says Danville did its homework, visiting cities like Bloomington that quickly introduced the containers just before the new trucks started operating.
They said that if they had it to do over again, they would place the toters out first and work on the issues of what we have been working on since last August, getting people on board with calling in with extra items and stuff. And they felt that would greatly reduce any issues when the machines are actually out running.
Scott says the requirement of placing all trash in one container is encouraging residents to recycle. Vermilion County has a collection center, but Danville doesn't yet. He says Danville hopes to set up a number of drop-off sites in the next year. Our next report is at 12:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plotz on the U of I campus.
It's 9:35, and in the weather office this morning is meteorologist Scott Olthoff in for Ed Kieser. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Tom.
And it looks like we're going to be losing our sunshine fairly soon, I suppose, sometime during the course of the day today, or is it closer than I think?
It's already pretty dim out there, a little bit of dim sunshine poking through with the high cloudiness overhead.
And then after that, we see some rain coming in.
Yeah, I think we'll have a cloudy period and a rainy period the next 48 hours or so. Rain has already pushed across to western Illinois. It's